the doctor had to be included. He was the best shot in the group after Adrian, which is saying a great deal because about Adrian, even the village elders held that he was born of the jungle and could shoot or save at will. He had his own laws, which the animals seemed to respect, but we never understood. You could say that the doctor was our backup for the son of the forest. It is true that the doctor was a sad man now. He had lost his wife and child within 15 minutes of the latter's birth about a year back, and the drink had begun to affect him. He forgot things and was often distracted. But for all that, he was good company and he still had a good eye and a steady hand. So there were four of us and the driver. The truck lumbered into the tall grass and onto the dirt track. It was dark, so dark that you felt you didn't have eyes. Nataram, the big man with the sight of a jungle cat, swept the fog light into the night, picking out gleaming eyes of night birds, the occasional monkey, a wild dog. But till well past midnight, there was no sign of deer. It was close to 2 o'clock in the morning and the dew had seeped down from the treetops and onto the truck and into our clothes. We had all taken swigs of whiskey, but it was a cold night in the middle of winter and the whiskey wore off easily. You stayed sober even with 4 pegs in your gullet. An hour passed. The fog light focused into a patch of shrubs about 50 yards to the right. A pair of eyes gleamed. The ears and snout came into view. Adrian tapped on the back of the driver's cabin. The truck stopped. Adrian did not take the aim, so the doctor did. He sighted down the barrel of his rifle and fired. There was a sudden jerk, a rustle, the legs fought the air, and then the deer was down. In the yellowish-green light and against the dark of the forest, the silent spans of the deer's death looked unreal, like a poorly lit shot in an amateur movie. The four of us ran into the bushes. Adrian sliced off one of the deer's ears and, putting it on a dry sagun leaf, offered it to the forest gods. Then we dragged the still warm body to the front of the truck and threw it onto a tarpaulin. It was a doe. There was no doubt about it. A plump, beautiful, soft doe. The driver crackled and took out a swig from the bottle in Nataram's hand. Then we knelt down by her side and the doctor and Nataram began to slit her open from the neck downwards. You couldn't carry the doe in one piece to Difu. The guards at the checkpost at the 6th mile would nail you for less. In the pre-dawn silence, a fox howled far away, and nearby dry sagun leaves rustled down to the ground. There was the putrid smell of blood and excreta, and of something else that only the night and sudden death can bring. With the long knife, the doctor slit open the stomach. He did it swiftly. In the light from the headlights, we saw the tiny, spindly green, almost transparent bodies roll out of the mother's womb. There were 3 of them, and they would probably have been beautiful fawns. The bullet had gone through one of them. The doctor stood up. Nataram cursed. The driver coughed and said, "Cut, cut, it's getting late." Adrian picked up the 3 fetuses, one shattered at its exact center, and carried them into the jungle night. The doctor sat down on the wet grass and sobbed. "I can't do it. I can't do it," he cried. "I can't do it," he cried. The driver climbed into his seat and switched off the lights. The fox howled again. Nataram and I followed Adrian into the forest with a torch and a long dao. When we returned after burying the unborn under a sal tree, we found that the doctor lying on top of the slain doe, holding her neck. His clothes were damp with blood, and in his hand he held the bullet he had fired a while ago. Nataram sat down and skinned the rest of the doe. The doctor held Adrian and sobbed, and Adrian looked with intelligent eyes into the night and waited, rifle in hand, for the forest gods to forgive us.